thanks for tuning in to the Word Alive podcast. Let's go to the episode. Today, I would like to discuss a Christian virtue of simplicity. This is something that really isn't discussed in Christian circles here in the United States. And I hasten to say that because the type of culture we find ourselves situated in, materialism, consumerism is the order of the day. Mass media since the 1950s has conditioned and socialized Americans to purchase, to be consumers, determine your identity by your income and your possessions. Unfortunately, that is counter to the notion of simplicity. I was reading recently about Pope Francis, who had just deceased, and how the Pope embraced simplicity. Even when he was a cardinal in South America, he was known to travel by way of public transportation. Now, you compare that to here in America, even Christians, even those who attend church, have fallen prey to these consumer values, the fancy cars, the fancy clothing, and many even equate this with attending church and being a Christian. I was reading a blog by Lori Ann Koppel. She's a missionary from South Africa. In her blog, I'm just going to quote a portion of her blog. It says, "Simplicity is about honoring God first with an undivided heart and to use your resources as tools for the kingdom of God. Either you can give what you have, as Jesus advised the rich ruler who struggled between God and money, or you can use it as God directs. Simplicity is about honoring others with your hospitality and not looking down on them. It includes sharing resources and identifying with other humans." And then she says, I thought this was most something that really struck me. She says, "It is humility with grace." She goes on, she says, "Simplicity is honoring the simple gospel and not being distracted by fashion or advertising." And so really, when you consider the American church, you consider American Christianity, the Christian virtue of simplicity is a challenge. Because I believe it's a challenge for us to really live out the gospel. It is a challenge to be a witness of Jesus Christ. So being a witness of Jesus Christ, does that mean that I have a right to drive a Mercedes, to wear Brooks Brothers suits? And it's unfortunate because there is this notion of prosperity gospel. And I believe prosperity gospel is a hybrid. It's a hybrid between Christianity and materialism. And many have bought into this notion of prosperity gospel, that the Lord wants us to be prosperous. The Lord wants us to be blessed. But in the scripture, it says, "After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall receive power to be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, even unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Jesus really concentrates on, just before he ascends, he really wants the church to be empowered to represent him. He wants the church to embody who he was, to love your neighbor as yourself. Paul in Philippians even gives us a directive. It's in Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 11 and 12. He says, "Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low. I know how to abound. And in every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Paul had a focus on doing the will of God. He was focused in on proclaiming the gospel. He was focused in on spreading the gospel. Of course, his ministry was to the Gentiles. And yes, we live in a Gentile world. America has become a secular culture, a secular people, but the church still has the mandate from Jesus to be his witness. And so we must get to the point. We must be able to embrace simplicity and understand that this materialistic, consumer-driven culture should never be a part of our witness. It should never drive us in terms of living in this culture. One of my heroes, the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., it has been stated that even at his death, he was only worth $6,000. That was his estimated estate. His annual income was $8,000 a year. Now, by today's standards, that's $58,000. So he was not a rich preacher. He did not live in a gated community. And of course, we all know he was killed for his positions. He won the Nobel Prize. It was $54,123. He took that money and he donated it to the civil rights movement. So Martin Luther King was a person who lived by his belief system. He was committed to what he was preaching. And I really believe that Martin Luther King was prophetic in what he said. His lifestyle was prophetic as well. He lived in a very humble home in Atlanta, Georgia. So when you consider what Paul is saying, when you consider what Lorianne Coppola is saying, when you consider the lifestyle of Dr. King, we must come to grips and we must be able to control these urges to purchase and to buy and to spend money for these things as we have been taught. What it means to be Christian, what is that virtue? We are to live out Jesus, live a simple life so that we can be witnesses of him. One point that Lorianne Coppola makes is that, and for many of us who have resources, I believe God has placed resources in our lives to help others, not necessarily to have them for ourselves, but to help others to further to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even with Jesus' ministry, there were many there. He had even wealthy individuals who would bless him and enable him to further his ministry. But Jesus did not live a rich lifestyle. His upbringing was not rich. He was raised in a town called Nazareth. And there was the expression, what good comes out of Nazareth? So Jesus had humble beginnings, a humble lifestyle, but he was the Son of God. So in my closing, let us embrace what the Christian virtue of simplicity is and how the Lord wants us to remain focused on him. We must look to Jesus Christ and live. 'Tis recorded in his word. Hallelujah. Let us look to Jesus Christ and live. Well, I hope you were blessed by that. I just wanted to reflect upon the notion of simplicity. And please feel free to go to allsaintstemple.org. We have other podcasts, Bible studies, and even sermons there to help with your walk with the Lord. Blessings to each and to every one of you.